Discovery has an appointment for its final launch. Hawker Beechcraft will lose 800 union jobs by next August. And from New Mexico comes new spaceport vocabulary. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, October 26th, 2010. NASA held a flight readiness review yesterday for the shuttle Discovery and has set the launch for the craft's final mission for Monday, November 1st at 4:40 p.m. Eastern Time. During the meeting, senior NASA and contractor managers assessed the risks associated with the mission and determined that the shuttle and station's equipment, support systems, and personnel are ready. The six astronauts of STS-133 will deliver the permanent multipurpose module to the International Space Station. The module also carries Robonaut 2, the first human-like robot in space, which will become a permanent resident of the station. The flight will also deliver critical spare parts and the Express Logistics Carrier 4, an external platform that holds large equipment. STS-133 Commander Steve Lindsay and his crew will arrive at Kennedy on Thursday for final launch preparations. This will be Discovery's 39th flight and its 35th mission to the station. At Hawker Beechcraft on Friday, 350 salaried workers were handed layoff notices they've been expecting since September. The company also announced a timeline for a workforce reduction of about 800 union jobs. CEO Bill Boyster reiterated that aircraft sales continue to be sluggish and said it would be at least another year before significant gains are made. Members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local 733, went against the recommendations of union leaders recently and voted down a contract which would have trimmed pay and benefits, but preserved some union jobs in Wichita and qualified some workers who were displaced for additional state benefits. Boyster had called that October 16th ratification vote a defining moment for the company. According to Local 733's website, 55% of members polled voted no. If they thought their CEO was bluffing, they may have misread things. Boyster now says the union jobs will be gone by August of next year, with much of the work transferred to the HBC facility in Mexico or to subcontractors. Don't call that new 2-mile strip of pavement at New Mexico's Spaceport America a runway. It turns out the horizontal launch facility should be called a spaceway. And now, to be specific, the Governor Bill Richardson Spaceway. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, Sir Richard Branson, guests, and about 30 of the more than 380 Virgin Galactic future astronauts attended the dedication last week and watched a flyover and landing by Virgin Galactic's White Knight 2 carrying Spaceship 2. Richardson and Branson placed their handprints in clay as a permanent memento of the day. New Mexico Spaceport Authority Chairman Ben Woods said the board met early Friday to formally and unanimously approve naming the spaceway for the governor. The pavement is 42 inches thick and designed to support nearly every type of aircraft in the world today. It's made up of 24 inches of prepared subgrade, 4 inches of asphalt, and finished with a 14-inch layer of concrete. Up next on ANN, NASA awards a contract to an open-source rover builder. EAA adds benefits to young eagles. And ForeFlight accommodates group users. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for October 26th. I'm Paul Plack. Google Lunar XPRIZE competitor FredNet may or may not win the prize, but the team has already won a $10 million contract from NASA to provide data from its robotic lunar landing mission. The ILDD contract, which stands for Innovative Lunar Demonstrations Data, will allow NASA to apply FredNet's experience in the development of future human and robotic lander vehicles and exploration systems. Team FredNet CEO Fred Bourgeois commented, quote, "Our 700-plus global volunteer Team FredNet members are beyond thrilled to be selected. This is a significant milestone that proves the viability of our distinguishing collaborative thought leadership in our goal to become the first open-source organization to place an intelligent rover on the surface of the moon," unquote. The Experimental Aircraft Association's Young Eagles program has found another way to encourage teens who receive their first GA flights to stay involved in their dreams. With Embry-Riddle's support, a young eagle can now register online to receive an EAA student membership good until his 19th birthday. The membership includes an online version of Sport Aviation Magazine, e-newsletter subscriptions covering a variety of aviation interests, discounts to AirVenture and Sport Air workshops, unlimited free admission to the AirVenture Museum, an Academy of Model Aeronautics membership, and more. Young Eagles is based on the premise that early exposure to general aviation is a factor in the choice to pursue a career in aviation. Over 1.6 million young people have received Young Eagles flights since the program began in 1992. ForeFlight is the latest provider of aviation apps to offer pricing plans that support multiple concurrent users. ForeFlight HD, the version that supports the larger screen of the Apple iPad, now offers on-the-fly adjustments to the number of licensed users, which the company says will improve value for individual pilots, flying clubs, flight schools, corporate flight departments, and other groups. Tyson Ways, co-founder of ForeFlight, explains, quote, "For example, customers can start with a 5-device plan, easily upgrade to a 10 or 20-device plan, and our system automatically handles prorating the unused balances and expands the customer license instantly, all done over the web with our new self-service tools," unquote. That website is foreflight.com. That's F-O-R-E. ForeFlight has also hired veteran pilot and instructor Eric Hake as group sales and customer support manager. Still ahead, HBS has the first customer for the G1000 in the King Air 350. EASA approves HBC's new technician training in Europe. And a new device promises it can reduce harmful and annoying gases. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, October 26th. I'm Paul Plack. Hawker Beechcraft Services says it found its first taker for the Garmin G1000 upgrade in the King Air 350. HBS says a letter of intent was signed last week by Standridge Color Corporation of Social Circle, Georgia, for an installation pending Garmin's receipt of an STC. That's expected by the middle of next year. Standridge owns several Hawker Beechcraft products and specializes in plastics and color compounding. Donald Young, who heads the company's air transportation operation, says of HBS, quote, "We've completed numerous upgrades there and appreciate the great quality and service they provide," unquote. HBS also offers the G1000 upgrade for the King Air C90 and B200. EASA has approved a training course for theoretical and practical hands-on technical training to support the Hawker 125 series business jets. The program was designed by Hawker Beechcraft Corporation and Flight Safety International. On completion of the course, technicians will be certified to perform maintenance on the Hawker 750, 800, 850, and 900. Christy Tannehill, HBC VP of Global Customer Support, says the approval helps support a growing European fleet. Quote, "With more than 150 Hawker 125 series business jets currently based in Europe, the MX Pro training program approval will allow technicians to earn the equivalent of a maintenance type rating, permitting them to service the aircraft," unquote. MX Pro utilizes a variety of methods and training devices, including interactive computer 3D modeling and actual aircraft, to provide hands-on training, replicate real-life experiences, offer in-depth operational and maintenance tasks, and supplement extensive classroom instruction. And finally today, Innotech Aviation reports receipt of EASA approval for installation of iCare, its cabin air quality system, on Bombardier Global Express and Global XRS business aircraft. The system was STC'd by the FAA back in June. iCare was jointly developed by Innotech and Montreal-based Air Data Incorporated. Installations will be performed at Innotek's Completion Center in Montreal. Innotek says the system is derived from patented cold plasma ionic interaction technology that is currently in use on the International Space Station. Unlike simple air filters, ICARE uses an electric sterilization technique to catch and inactivate air contaminants. In addition to its germicidal effect, Innotek says the technique also reduces a wide range of harmful and annoying gases. I can think of a couple of potential indoor applications. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, background on last week's announced partnership between Eclipse and Sikorsky, and reaction from David Green of the Eclipse 500 Owners Club. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.